Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning is Andrew Channon, CEO at Procure AM. Andrew, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
It's been a while since we last caught up. Why don't you first start us off with talking a bit about recent activity that you're seeing in the space industry?
There have been a tremendous amount of updates for the space industry over the last several months. We've seen more space tourism events, which have certainly attracted the media, but there have been other, you know, major kind of space activities that haven't necessarily been getting as much coverage. One is on the military and defense side of the space industry. And this has been a part of the market where we're learning almost daily how critical space is, how important it is for a military and defense standpoint, even just for secure government communications. And space is something where we're seeing as global tensions continue to rise and geopolitics factor into the space industry more and more, players such as the US, but also across Europe and even China, India, Japan, and Russia are looking to plant their flag in this new domain, which is the space frontier. So as we're seeing these various at a government and military level start to show advancements, capabilities, and ultimately some of their plans for where they look to be by the end of this decade and beyond, we're seeing an uptick in government discussions about how to do this. Most recently, NATO actually just included space as a domain to invoke Article 5, meaning that if there was to be a NATO nation that was attacked, whether attacked from space or had their assets in space attacked, that this would be something where when one is attacked, all members are attacked. And so that is a pretty major policy change. And maybe on the lighter and more, hey, let me think about this one for a while, we noticed that NASA had actually hired numerous theologians to help us and NASA better figure out how to understand how to communicate with people if we ever did meet other intelligent life. And so while that might have conspiracy theorists or skeptics, have their wheels turning, it's incredibly interesting just for me to even consider, how would that change our lives? How would that change, everyone's lives around the world and our entire perception on things? So whether it's something that they're already planning for because they know that this is an eventuality, whether this is something where they're already aware that other intelligent life may exist and we have to figure out how to start having these conversations, or hey, in the off chance, this is something that should be considered. I think it's fascinating that NASA would actually take part of their budget to bring on board these individuals to try to start figuring out how you would have this serious conversation with the broader public.
That is fascinating. Definitely something to think about there. You are the co-creator of the Procure Space ETF, which has a similar underlying index to Han ETF's Procure Space UCITS ETF. Just remind us of the criteria that's involved in selection of those holdings.
So what was really important in the construction of this underlying index was that this index would truly capture space companies and companies that are generating revenues from space, whether that be from products, services, or other. And in the building and construction of the index, looking at revenues, doing the research and actually determining who and how much revenues are being made by these companies was kind of at the core. And so there's 80% of the underlying index at Rebalance needs to be including companies that derive a majority of their revenues from space. So the 80% of the fund is focused on majority revenue drivers from space companies, but also realizing that some of the more diversified aerospace and defense names are major players in the space industry. It also seemed important to have a tranche where they can fit into. So up to 20% of the index at Rebalance can focus on some of these more diversified plays. So not pure play, not deriving over 50% of their revenues, but still deriving either over 20% of their revenues from space, or over $500 million in annual revenues. And so that is kind of really important to us. And that's certainly what sets this index apart, significant research put into this. And then also, they're looking at different metrics like liquidity. So You know, companies that trade over $1 million daily value, over $200 million of market cap, things like that. So companies that come into the space, whether through IPO, spinoff, or others that become pure play can be included at reconstitution semi-annually. Those that no longer make the cut are removed.
You had done a reconstitution of holdings in December. So what has now changed?
Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out. There were 8 names that were actually added to the fund and 1 was removed. So a fairly newly IPO'd company out of Canada, MDA, no longer met the criteria. They were removed. But I think what was really exciting and also telling of the current space market that we're in was that we saw 8 companies added. 7 of these were recently de-SPAC'd companies in 2021. So, you know, as the space industry matures, as new companies come to market, this index is something that is taking notice. So you know, the companies that were added were Arkit Quantum, a space cybersecurity company, Astrospace, a launch company, Black Sky Technology, which deals with real-time geospatial intelligence, Momentus, which calls themselves the last mile in space, Mineric, which is actually not a de-SPAC company, but is a German company that recently cross-listed into the US, was another company that was brought into the index, which is focused on laser-based communication. Redwire, one that's gotten a lot of press, was recently in a SpaceX launch just a couple weeks ago, working on things like 3D printing, understanding agriculture and space. Rocket Lab, another company that many people in the SPAC world are familiar with, is a launch and satellite manufacturing company. And Spire Global is another data analytics company that made its way into the fund.
Such an interesting area. Andrew, it's really good to catch up with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.